You're listening to SBS News.
The Banking Royal Commission has heard Taub tried to deny income protection insurance claims by bullying and intimidation tactics. Taub also admitted to showing a lack of empathy in a case where a woman had cervical cancer. Counsel assisting Rowena Orr, QC, suggested Taub had engaged in misconduct by using tactics that breached his duty of faith and professional practice. Under questioning, senior Taub executive Lorraine Van Eeden agreed that tactics used to recover money were unethical.
So we see from this that Taub was intending to use the threat of recovery of benefits paid solely as a bargaining tool, which could be waived, so that it could be seen as compromising if it gave up that threat.
That's what this indicates, yes.
That was an entirely inappropriate way to treat an insured person, wasn't it, Ms. Van Eeden?
Yes.
Ms. Van Eeden also agreed that Taub's handling of another claim was deficient in many respects. A woman was diagnosed with severe anxiety and depression and described as permanently unfit for any type of employment by her GP. Ms. Van Eeden said Taub's administrative errors within the company on that particular claim led to a series of wrong decisions.
Do you accept that it led to a series of wrong decisions?
Yes.
Do you accept that it led to extremely poor behaviour by a number of Taub's representatives?
Poor behaviour, yes.
Do you accept that the insured was misled?
Yes.
The Royal Commission continues next week. Douglas Smith reporting, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.